They're so inactive, they're so lazy and slothful, they not only don't exercise their minds, they don't exercise their bodies, they don't exercise their spirit. They're not trying to do anything, and therefore they're just going to waste away. Look at Ecclesiastes 10, verse 18. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands, the house droppeth through. What is it saying? Well, if you're not constantly keeping up with your house, it's just going to completely just be destroyed.
Right.
Ladies have to constantly be doing laundry, especially the bigger the family gets, more laundry. You got to iron a husband's shirts. You got to put away the clothes. And then you clean up a mess and you walk away. Then the kids go there and they mess it up again. And you got to go again. You got to clean it up again. It's like a constant. People who think, oh, you're just like a housewife. What do you do, like watch soap operas? No, there's like work to be done at the house.
Right.
Cooking meals. You know what I mean? I mean, my wife is basically operates like my secretary to a certain extent. Because I have her doing like a lot of stuff. And then aside from that, it's like she's got to take care of our four kids. You know, I got an operation going on here, so she needs to make sure that she's keeping the home there and cleaning and cooking. And it's a 24-hour job. And you add on top of that Thanksgiving and all the extra things that come up. I mean, it's a lot of work. But if we just choose not to do anything, then what happens? The building will decay. It'll go into atrophy. Now, this is true for a physical building, but it's true for our bodies, which are often spoken of as a tabernacle, as a sort of a building, okay?